The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
That's how we own it!
What's good, family? It's your girl, Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of Street Politicians,
the place where the streets and politics meet. What's happening?
Man, today is a good day. Today's been a
good day.
Our show today, we're in Louisville, Kentucky. You see my son and I are in this little space here. We've had to change what we were originally planning for the show because we found out just yesterday that we needed to fly quickly, one day turnaround to Kentucky because the feds were going to be meeting with the family of Breonna Taylor. And so we, Until Freedom, got up, packed up, and we came to Louisville and waited for their meeting to take place for us to learn what the feds were up to. And they came forward to say that they are going to charge four officers in the murder of Breonna Taylor. And it's significant because all of you have been with us on this process and throughout this process. This has been a journey. It's been 2 years and a few months since we met Breonna Taylor's family, and we took you along with us, and you've been here, and you invested by sending your money, you signed petitions, you showed up at marches and did what you could to be a part of a movement for a Black woman, a young Black woman. And so today feels good. It feels good because finally it has been proven that we are not crazy, that the Department of Justice knows what happened to Breonna Taylor. It was wrong. And that's just that's the easiest way. It just was wrong.
It was wrong, man.
It was wrong.
And today they said it. And everybody who tried to cover it up i.e. Daniel Cameron and,
that's right,
and everybody in his department, they knew, you know, the evidence that the feds got was already in Louisville. Mm-hmm. You know, the feds had to come in here and find one individual who was able to tie this all together. That means that the state had that same information.
That's right.
And they willingfully withheld.
Willfully. That's the word we just learned.
Willfully withheld that evidence. And they willfully deprived Breonna Taylor and her family of justice.
And they lied.
And they lied.
They lied. You know, they lied. And I'm Daniel Cameron. I mean, it's sad. A black man that ain't worth the skin he has.
Listen, all skin folk ain't kin folk. And this man is definitely one of those individuals that proved that saying to be right, man. Today, we just left a press conference where we were joined by our brother, Benjamin Crump, attorney Sam Aguilar.
Aguiar.
The L is silent, right? Aguiar. Our other co-founders of Until Freedom, Angelo Pinto, Linda Sarsour. We also were joined by the Louisville Urban League's
Sadiq Reynolds.
Right. And a host of other people who were there. The whole, we went and we did the press conference in Breway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know what Breway is, it is ground zero of the movement for Breonna Taylor. Mm-hmm. It's where all the individuals in Louisville and worldwide came and slept in the square all night long, mm-hmm, and every day. And they would march and they would rally, mm-hmm, and they would demand justice for Breonna Taylor. So it was only fitting that we did the press conference there, in which, you know, Benjamin Crump announced the charges that would go out. And, you know, I don't know. It was surreal. It was surreal for me, just really like, wow, because I had been in that same place when Daniel Cameron told us that they was only going to charge somebody for shooting at the walls. And I remember that feeling. I remember standing next to Tamika and standing next to Angelo.
And Trey.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Trey the Truth, man. Mm-hmm. Our brother. Who's been on the
He's
front
probably
lines.
So mad with us.
Yeah, because we didn't know.
We didn't get time. It was so bad.
Yeah, and when we found out, we called him. But Trey is definitely one of those individuals responsible, mm-hmm, you know, for lifting
yeah,
and being on the front line every day. And his voice and everything he did definitely matters. But we was there, and I remember you on the phone with Lanita, and she was saying how, you know, Tamika Palmer was sick coming back. So when she was so sick, she was throwing up, you know, and I remember that, and that hurt me so much, you know. So being in that square at that time and then being there today to watch her cry tears of joy was just surreal to me. So, you know, I don't even know what to say at this point, man. Mm. Like,
well, let's let them say it.
That's right.
They're our guests today. Tamika Palmer and Janiyah Palmer, the mother and sister of Breonna Taylor, and attorney Lanita Baker, a Black woman who is the head of 80,000 Black lawyers. She just got installed as the new president of the National Bar Association. And she deserves this also as a victory, because there were many people who were naysayers.
They didn't believe. I just want to say thank you to everybody who didn't believe in us. Thank you.
I want to thank me.
Snoop. Shout out to Snoop.
All these people were with us. Yes. Jada Pinkett, Alicia Keys, Cardi B, Rhapsody. I don't even want to get myself. Ellen DeGeneres.
We got a Yandy.
Who's
with us every day.
Cordae. Yes.
87.
Cordae. They put Cordae in jail for all day. It was terrible.
Everybody, man. The Louisville 87, the 65. Mm. Everybody.
Stephen Green. Leslie Redman. Marissa
Farrow.
Who else? Toyera. Who else? Jules. It's so many people. Wanda Cooper, Ahmaud Arbery's mother was here with us. Attorney Lee Merritt, Sean King. Sean King came here. He got COVID from being here at the Breonna conference. Oh man. And people tried to give us hell every which way we turned.
I want to thank y'all, all of the haters and all of the what y'all marching for. Y'all ain't really doing nothing, and you wasting time. And all y'all did was get a couple dollars and all of the bullshit. Everybody who said all the names we stole, and everybody who did that, we want to thank you because it was you who actually gave me fuel. I'm saying me. It gives me fuel. When somebody tells me I can't do something, when somebody is against, it gives me a different level of fuel and energy to fight harder. So I would like to thank all of the naysayers for your contribution to us getting justice for Breonna Taylor.
Let's bring our guests.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Bring them on.
That's how we own it.
So, you know, in the midst of everything that has happened today, we wanted to stop and make sure that we catch the initial feeling that all of us have. And obviously, none of us can in any way just know or feel what you, Tamika Palmer, and Janiyah Palmer, what you're going through, what you're experiencing today. But I feel like we've been with you for this 2-year journey, and therefore Breonna Taylor has become our family just as much as she is yours. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that in this moment that people got a chance to hear from you. And also from attorney Lanita Baker, who is family as well at this point, just on what this journey has meant, where we are, what happened today, and what we can expect going forward. So first of all, and you all are no strangers to street politicians. Thank you so much for coming back. I don't even think you've done any interviews yet, Tamika, have you?
No, not at all.
So tell us, how y'all feeling, Tamika and Janiyah? What's today like for you?
Emotional. Long overdue. It doesn't end here. It's the beginning again, you know?
A new beginning. The beginning again.
Yeah.
Wow. Janiyah, you know, my heart is always with you because, one, you could have been in that house, right? And we know that. The first day that I met you, we didn't even really know one another's names. And you showed me in the window. You said, look, this is my room. And there were bullet holes all outside in the window pane. And I know that not being there, you know, your life being spared because you weren't in the space, but then having your sister killed, it must just be something that I don't even know how you're sleeping, right? Like it's gotta be really difficult, but today must also feel good to some degree.
Yes, it does. It definitely feels good, but like my mom said, it's just the beginning all over again. Mm. Like we're just now in another fight. Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, I just want to say that I love y'all. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love you too.
Man, because this has been a long road, you know, from the beginning, you know, from when I first met you. I never forget it was, I believe it was Labor Day.
No, Memorial
Day. Memorial. It was Memorial Day, and we came and we did a memorial, you know, service, and we brought some things here. And I remember meeting y'all that day. And from that day on, you guys been family to me, man. We've cried together. We've laughed together. You know, we've done everything together. So today, you know, when we actually heard that there would be some level of accountability, you know, that people would be in charge and that they acknowledged that Breonna Taylor should be alive. Like, you know, we heard over and over how crazy we was and how she did this and people, you know, we went back and forth on the internet arguing these things. And today, you know, they acknowledge that Breonna Taylor's life was wrongly taken, mm-hmm. you know, and she should be alive. And people colluded to hide and do things that led to this lady's death. So that, for me, you know, that part of it is definitely refreshing, man. And being able to be there with you and hold you guys. And because we kept saying, man, it's a good day to arrest the cops. And today was the day that they actually arrested the cops, man. So I just want to say that first of all. But as an attorney, Lanita, you know, did you ever believe that this day would actually happen?
I went back and forth. Initially, you know, as Tamika says, when she first met with us, I was very hesitant to say, oh, yeah, we're going to get the officers arrested. But it was not because I didn't think it could happen, but it was because I'm always hesitant to make promises for someone else. But once we start to dig through the evidence and we begin to uncover what led to Breonna's murder, to me, there's no way that she should not have been charged. But then we are 2.5 years later. You know, we had the debacle that the Kentucky Attorney General did. We had the fact that no one in Kentucky or Louisville would do anything. And so as time went on, you know, I was holding on to hope because I had to be, you know, make sure that I could continue to instill hope into Tamika and Janiyah. But I would be lying if I sit here and said that I was like certain that we would get justice. But, you know, we say as an attorney, you know, I always talk about being a former prosecutor. It was just within me that I'm like, we can't not get justice here. Like if there's any case too, because we knew of the lies. We saw when they tried to do the butcher job, you know, on Breonna's character after they right. were caught on their lies. And so it would have been very hard for me to not come to this day, but it was hard for me to keep hope that we would arrive at this day.
You said 894 days,
74.
Tamika, you've been talking about that. What have the 874 days been like?
Like March the 13th. Every day was March the 13th. Every day that you have to explain to somebody that what happened was wrong, it's like another slap in the face. Every day that someone attacks you on the internet in person, yell out these things, make these accusations, was another attack. And it happened for 874 days.
And the charges, Attorney Baker, are so strong, right? Not enough people have been charged. We wish there were more, but nonetheless, the charges are so strong. Talk about that. Did you think when you got a call saying the feds want to meet with you and the family, did you think the charges would be at this level?
I had no idea they would be at this level. I definitely didn't expect to go and meet with the FBI today. And they tell us that three of the officers that were charged are facing up to life. And when I heard that, I think a part of me, like I wanted to do a cartwheel in the room, but you know, I couldn't because we was in the FBI, but it was like life, like, you know, and so it was just, there was a sense of vindication. And even within talking to them, they recognized that when they explained why they couldn't charge all of the officers, we understood that because the standard in federal charges, it is much higher than it is on a state level when you're talking about depriving someone of their civil rights. It's willful. And so at that moment, you have to be able to prove that they intended to deprive her. And so as they explained it, it's Brett Hankinson. He set off that round of gunfire that led the other officers to begin to fire. And so at that point where they willfully, we always said they were reckless, right? But that's not the standard that you need in federal charges. So that's what, when we talk about people not doing their job at the state and local level, that's where they should have been charged because of their reckless behavior led to Breonna's death. But we never could just say that they were intentional. We've always said they were reckless. But Brett Hankinson, it was because he was shooting blindly into, you know, he couldn't see where he was shooting through curtains, through furniture, basically blinds. And so that's how they were able to get him for willful. So I didn't expect it, but I was pleasantly surprised. I did know that it needed to be. I know people, so there were some people that was like, well, maybe they're just going to do the perjury charge. And I'm like, if they just doing perjury, like, I'm not going to jump up and down about a perjury charge, because we knew it was much more. And because Brianna should be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Janiyah, Tamika, when y'all first heard that, when you heard these charges, like, what did you say to yourself? What was the first thing that came to your mind?
Finally. Mm-hmm. It was finally. It was a whole lot of cuss words in my head. It was,
oh shit.
Yeah. Like,
I think it hit for Tamika. You know, you get to watch I got to watch being outside of Tamika's body. I was sitting right next to her. And it was when they said, you know, we're charging them with deprivation of Breonna Taylor's civil rights. And then they added, which resulted in the death of Breonna Taylor. And that's when it set in for Tamika and it hit home. So if you talk about that a little bit, Tamika, just when they added that resulting in the death.
To hear that again, it's like, I've been saying this for 874 days, you know, and to hear somebody agree that what we've been saying was right is amazing. It doesn't change what happened to her, but it just, to know that somebody's about to, other people saw what we saw. Other people are recognizing and willing to say, it's time to take action. It's time for these people to pay for that. It's, the emotion was, I remember losing my breath and like feeling like I was gasping for the next air to finish listening.
Just to hear what they're saying and to try to comprehend it. And it's such a polar opposite of the meeting you had with the Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, when he lied. And as far as I'm concerned, he committed. I'm still trying to find the word. I want to call him a criminal, but I need the right language. I'm gonna get it one day. But that meeting that you had, where they called you to a place, and I remember distinctly Attorney Sam Aguiar and Attorney Lanita Baker telling the state of Kentucky, do not bring Tamika Palmer an hour away from her home to hear bad news. You could tell her that on the phone. And they still let you drive all the way. It's like it was disrespect. It was like it was intentionally done to turn a knife in your stomach, right? Having you, because we have to stop thinking that these people, they just made a mistake or this is diabolical. It's intentional, right? To have you drive there for him to tell you that they would not bring charges, and that the only charge that would in fact, that would be going to court or whatever was for the wall, a bullet going through a wall. Such a difference between yesterday and today. Daniel Cameron, Lanita, that I need you to unpack for me how much criminal activity took place in terms of what this man did not do.
I mean, he just completely, there was malfeasance of office. He is elected by the citizens of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and he did everything to go against what our laws tell him he should do as a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. He did not allow the jury to deliberate as it relates to charges with Breonna. He intentionally just ignored evidence that was right in front of him. By the time he got that case, he knew that there was not lies contained within the search warrant. Had he done a little bit of work, he would have known that they did a cover up after. But no, he decided he was going to be in bed and want to continue to be endorsed and loved and favored by FOP and the Republican Attorney General's Association, such that he did not do his job. He's an embarrassment to the legal profession because you have jurors coming forward saying he did not do what he was supposed to do. Like, I mean, how often do you see where the very jurors that you were presented in front of saying you did a horrible job, you left them feeling like they failed because they were not able to deliberate and bring justice for Breonna Taylor. So he's an embarrassment to the legal profession.
And he lied because he said, remember, the reason why the jurors came forward is because he tried to make it seem like the jurors decided that they could not find any charges against the officers for Breonna Taylor. And that was not true. And the jurors said, no, we never received any charges that we could even consider. So he lied. And there should
went further and said, had we received any charges, we would have indicted. They went further and said it. So.
I remember that day. It was the longest ride home I had ever experienced in my life to only be an hour away from home. I remember it because it was 194 days. It was 194 days. And he called me there and pretended to care. Pretended to have done this job, pretended to have stood up for Breonna.
And remember, Tamika, he made you believe that the wanton endangerment charges were for Breonna, and I had to tell you in the parking lot that it was for the neighbors. He's sick.
He's very sick. And at this point, I don't understand how he doesn't get criminally charged as well.
I agree. I mean, I think because what he did, I mean, I feel like it should be of very like high importance to somebody that an attorney general participated in the obstruction of justice as it relates to a woman being murdered. This should be a high level of like concern or something about this, because imagine what they're doing in his office. Imagine this was in front of the world. The public got a chance to see. And if it were not for Kristen Clark, the head of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, and of course her boss, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, if it were not for them asking the tough questions, this would have gone unchecked. No one would know about what happened here except us, the people who they said were crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, and I think it's important, like when we talk about, I want to go back on the charges a little bit. I do want the listeners to realize the importance when we talk about, they could have simply stopped with the indictment by saying that these officers engaged in the willful deprivation of Breonna Taylor's constitutional rights. When they added that resulted in her death, that bumped that violating our civil rights up to a whole nother level. Like on a state charge, that's basically murder. So they could have stopped without adding resulting in Breonna Taylor's death. So the Department of Justice has specifically, you know, said, and as they used the words, they've alleged that the conduct of these officers, and but for the conduct of these officers, Breonna would have been here. They had no right to be at her house in the first place. And that's the things that, you know, Daniel Cameron tried to skirt around. You get the social media, or what do we call them, keyboard warriors, trying to make allegations about Breonna Taylor and her lifestyle and this and that. But now we know all of that was a lie. And that's what these officers did to cover up what they knew had been uncovered.
I asked Lanita, but I want to know from y'all, like, honestly, did y'all ever lose faith in the system? Did you believe that? Did you say to yourself, like, you know, I really don't believe that these people are going to do the right thing by my daughter?
Janiyah, you definitely. Look at Janiyah. She like, yes.
Absolutely lost faith. First of all, it wasn't a system that we had much faith in to begin with. As Black people, we've seen the system screw us over a number of times. We've seen this system fail us in so many ways. It's been unreal. So to start with little faith is one thing. And then to go through these different levels of things and to only lose what you never really had to begin with I can't even explain the thing, what you go through, you know. I mentally started to lose my mind. That I thought that, who am I to go up against a system? As you know, to know that this system don't care about us no way. And who did I think I was to try and to fight that system, to try and make them know that they messed with the wrong little Black girl that day.
I know this, bro. You know, because for me, right, being so closely engaged in this case, right, and then also being engaged with George Floyd, just, you know, being engaged with Ahmaud Arbery's mother, right, and seeing justice in those cases, right? I know those things had to hurt. Like, you're happy because you have grown bonds with these mothers and you're happy for them. But in the same time, you crying to yourself, like, what about my daughter? You know, what about justice for my daughter? So I know that must have been something for you to go through that, like this bittersweet thing, because it was for me. Every time that I cheered and I was happy, I was like, damn, but Brianna, And historically, and I believe this is true based on what Ben Crump said, like, this is the first time justice for a Black woman has actually been obtained at this level, you know? So this hopefully, you know, we'll get everything we're supposed to get, you know, the maximum charges, the convictions, all the things that we're supposed to get, and it'll set a precedence. And like Ben Crump said that, and it's one of the best things I ever heard him say. You know, he said he wants this country to value Black life. He wants to make it unsustainable for you to be able to continue to take Black life, because it's going to cost you too much and you're going to lose your life at the end of it. So, you know, I know it's a lie. I just wanted to say that.
Lose your freedom.
Your freedom at the end.
Yeah, that's a life. Because
well, that's life. If you ain't got life, if you ain't got no freedom, you ain't really got no life.
Wow. Well, I don't know. What would you say if Lonita, if Daniel Cameron was sitting here right now, what would you say as the 80th president of the National Bar Association, where Black, what is it, 80,000 Black judges and lawyers are members, and you were just installed, which means that you are at the level, right, that he's at, right, in terms of your intellect, your ability, and your leadership.
I'm above him.
She took the words out of my mouth.
That's what I'm talking about.
He can't even, he's not even close to the level. The attorneys that I represent, he's not even close to that level, and never could be. He can't raise a candle to the attorneys that, you know, I've been mentored by, that I learned from, that I, you know, lead now, but continue to educate me as well. He could never, because he doesn't understand the importance of that. But I'm going to talk about, you know, this concept of the justice system and having faith in the justice system. And I know we talk about it, and I know your listeners get tired of us talking about voting and the importance of voting. I know the justice system is not perfect, but you all have heard me say many a time, it's the people behind the justice system and why it's so important for us to vote and make sure we're putting the right people in the right places so that we have the right prosecutors. Daniel Cameron never should have been the Attorney General of Kentucky in the first place. But when you look at people like Keith Ellison and Tish James and Kim Fox and people who are doing it and doing it right, and have no qualms about charging officers when they need to. One, these elected leaders get hell. Like, they come at them with everything in their power. Marlon Mosby, we just saw, it was not reelected. And so they come at them with everything in their might to make sure that they don't stay in those places. But it's our responsibility to get out there and vote and make sure that we're putting the right people in the right places for those places where the mayors pick the police chiefs, make sure we're voting for those mayors. And in situations, we know we don't always agree with President Biden, but if this was that other person's Department of Justice, we would not be here today. And I don't say that other person's name. Mm-hmm. So no, we don't always agree with them. And yes, he has a lot of work to do as it relates to protecting Black people and public safety and reimagining public safety. But we are here because he had enough faith and enough sense to put Kristen Clark, Sister Kristen Clark, as the Assistant Attorney General for the Division of Civil Rights. And that's why we're seeing the feds go after, get involved in cases like George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor. And so we just have to always keep that in mind. We can't be so one-dimensional in our voting that we lose sight of things like that.
I was going to just want to say one thing. So there's a report out, and it resurfaces every now and then that talks about the amount of white supremacists that are in law enforcement, right? And so we have to pray for Kristen Clark, because keep in mind, people need to know the Department of Justice and Attorney General, that's law enforcement. These are high level officers of the law, right? So imagine if white supremacists are running rampant in police departments locally, they are also in the highest office in terms of in Washington, D.C., and they don't like what happened today, right? They don't like what happened today. This is a big case. Breonna Taylor is probably one of the biggest cases outside of George Floyd. And I will say, and George Floyd's family has sent so many messages today where they just crying out, right? Because as you said, we built bonds. We became family out here fighting. And we had to watch George Floyd be lynched in a video in order for him to get justice. There was no video for Breonna Taylor. So for this to have happened, and with no video, this is huge, huge for our movement, because it's at the point where it's become a fetish watching Black people be murdered for people to say, okay, well, maybe they deserve justice. I don't know. If you ask me the question, did I believe that it would ever happen? I don't know. I can't say that I did. I just can't say that I did, because the things that the pieces needed. Ahmaud Arbery, there was a video finally that came out that showed these guys. What did they do? They tracked him and they murdered him. They shot him. We had to watch that in order for him to get justice. For Breonna to be a Black woman, because we know the system gives two shits less about Black women, to be a Black woman, for Kenny to have fired a shot. They wanted to lean on that as much as they could. And to hear Merrick Garland say today that this was a lawful gun owner. Mm-hmm. So he had every right to shoot that shot. And we should talk about Kenny and what he might be, you know, experiencing. I know you talked to Kenny today. How was he feeling? What did he say, Tamika?
He was overwhelmed. He was full of emotion. He was, you know, happy and sad. You know, it's sad again to say, like, he almost lost his life over this. Mm.
And note that Hankinson was charged. In Hankinson's indictment, it included visitors to Breonna's home. Yeah. So that is Kenny. It said Breonna and her visitors, which is Kenny Walker, because that was the only person in her home that night. So Kenny is also getting some semblance of justice today.
Mm. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Thank you. You know what? I want you to talk about, they say someone has already pleaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's important.
That's important, because people say, oh, it's just charged, don't say anything. But it's a lot different when somebody has already pleaded and admitted to what happened. What is that about?
Explain. And they met in the
court. Yes, explain what they put.
Yeah, so Detective Kelly Goodlett, she was
detective.
A junior member.
Detective. Wow.
Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure she was a detective because that unit was, everyone was detectives, but she was like a junior member of the team. So James and Sergeant Meany were definitely her superiors. in her. So when they said information, it was filed as an information because they didn't need to indict her because she had already entered her guilty plea prior to. So they didn't need to present it to a grand jury because she pled guilty to conspiracy. And in that, she gave information involving knowing that when they submitted the search warrants to the judge to be signed, that it was filled, that Brianna's was not true, that it was old information, and that they basically fabricated information so to get her to get that warrant, to make sure that a judge would sign that warrant. Then she talked about once it became public that they lied on the warrant, meaning that the postal inspector came and said, "That's not true. I never said that Jamarcus Glover was receiving packages there." They met in somebody's garage and began to plot and plan. So Joshua James, Sergeant Meany, and Goodlett, they were meeting to figure out how are we going to cover this up. And remember, they came out with that however long police report, acting like they had seen, you know, Brianna here and there, and just really trying to push information out. So they intentionally withheld and fabricated information on the search warrant, but then they also, when they were caught, tried to cover it up and figured out how they were going to cover it up. And so she was cooperating, and that's why she was, so she pled. It's good. It's good.
It's a lot, because that's been one of the main things. People like, oh, charges. And I'm like, it's a lot different when you already have somebody blowing the whistle. Somebody's admitting that they mm-hmm. were, they knew that they colluded and they were in, you know, in.
They would do it. They was involved.
They was involved.
And I'll say, I mean, and to a certain extent, you know, they're going to have to make sure that she's protected too. You know, we talk about a Kristen Clark or this or that, like, we got to make sure that she's protected because we're going to need her for that trial in the long run. Right. Yeah.
She knew that they were on her ass too. See, that's the other thing, because we can't be giving these people brownies for, first of all, doing what's right and waiting 2 years to do what was right, because she should have told the truth from the beginning. But regardless, she did it today. But that's because she knew that they knew. She knew that the feds knew, because we already understand that when the feds come, they generally know what they're talking about and they have all of the facts or much of it in front of them. And so she basically saved herself. So there's people just need to be clear about that. Let's not go start praising this lady like, you know, she's some hero. No, she was saving herself by throwing the rest of them under the bus. And, you know, we had more officers who, before it even gets to this point, would come forward. Because guess what? There are other people who may not have even been involved, but they knew there was lies. They knew there was a cover up. And we need law enforcement, the good cops that we hear about all the time, to do the right thing and come forward. Because that meeting in the garage, those garages are all over the nation. Cops are meeting all over the country, off, you know, somewhere where they think nobody can hear and see, making up stories to explain away the murder of Black people. And I know y'all are tired.
100% right.
Thank y'all so much for coming on.
Just want to say, we love y'all, man. And it's no more. It ain't going to be 875. You know,
that's it.
Today's a whole new day, right?
Day one again.
Today, day one.
Gonna get a different type of sleep tonight. You know, when you talk to Brianna at nighttime tonight, you're gonna say, "We fought for you, baby." You know, and it's gonna be a different level. It's, we ain't all the way there, definitely feel a lot closer than
we on the other side of it, though. And that's a different feeling.
She done took us somewhere we never been.
Yeah,
can't even imagine. Amen.
Thank y'all. Love y'all.
See y'all later.
Yes.
All right.
Peace.
Yep. Bye.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That's how we own it!
Once again, shout out to Kristen Clark.
Yeah, gotta give our sister. That's my sister.
Listen, shout out to her.
I ain't gonna tell
shout out to everybody who did the right thing. You know, when we went to the DOJ a few months back, you know, and we presented
petitions, 24,000 people.
24,000 petitions, you know. And we said, we need y'all to open up an investigation. We need y'all to do the right thing. And, you know, and she said she was working.
She said,
look, we're going to look at this case and it's not going to just go unseen. Please believe that. And, mm-hmm. and today.
But, you know, she could not say 100% that there would be charges brought because
she
didn't know the facts. She said they would do their due diligence, but she could not say the charges would be brought because she didn't know that. Nope. It took the local FBI to after they investigated to go to her and say, okay, we found things here, because otherwise we would not be seeing this. I mean, you just have to be straight up about what has happened, because there are going to be some people who are going to try to make it seem like because Kristen Clark is a Black woman who came out of our movement, that she's just going around filing charges.
You can't file charges with somebody, with a woman, when somebody goes and admits that we did this wrong. And then we sat afterwards and we colluded and sat, how are we going to cover this up? Like, that ain't got nothing to do with Kristen. It's just the fact that Daniel Cameron didn't go find that lady who did this, right? She didn't look for that. He didn't look for that information. That information,
he had the information.
Exactly. And it was there. Yeah. That information was there because we kept saying, how do you get a search warrant for somebody who has nothing to do with the situation? When people kept saying that the postmaster said that he never said that there was packages being sent there, right? So all of those things, we knew that somebody had covered up. And if Daniel Cameron had did a little bit of his job, we wouldn't have to have the feds get involved, you know? So that means the feds actually did their job.
Man. They did. And listen, she said, only thing I can promise is that we're going to be fair and just, and we're going to do our job.
That's it.
And that's all we want. That's all we want. We don't want special treatment. We don't want favors. Nope. We don't want any of that. We just want a Justice Department that at least will look at these cases and will ask the right questions to get the answers that they need so that they can determine if someone's life was taken unjustly. That's what we want.
That's all we want.
Man. And that's what happened here.
I just want to say to everybody, because this was all of us. This was a collective effort. It was athletes. It was entertainers. It was rappers, musicians. It was
everybody.
Friends. It was grassroots organizations. It was regular individuals.
Local, who went outside, Louisville citizens, people.
Louisville, the whole Reway. Everybody who said Breonna Taylor's name, who would not allow the world to just forget about a young Black woman who died in her home. You know, this is what it looks like when you don't allow somebody to stop you from fighting. When you believe, when you constantly stand up. You know, a lot of us, you know, until freedom, we moved here to Louisville, you know, and we said to ourselves we wasn't going home until there was justice for Breonna Taylor. And we've been here and back and forth ever since. So there's a level of exhale. We can exhale
somewhat. I know some because there's trials. There's still trials. And guess what? These people are not going to take it laying down.
But the fact
they're gonna get lawyers and they're gonna try to fight.
Yeah, but for me, it was just that nobody would even acknowledge that they took this woman's life. Mm. There was nothing of it. It was just us just saying, yo, they killed this woman. Somebody killed her. Somebody's responsible for her death, her wrongful death. And you telling us that the walls are more important than Breonna Taylor. And you know, and today somebody said no, that she should still be alive. That what they did was wrong and it caused her death.
And she was the crazy part about it is that listening, because we knew this already, but listening to Merrick Garland today, they were not even supposed to be at her house at all. They were not even supposed to be. And so these faulty warrants, lies on the warrant, no knock warrants and all of this, what these officers did, they put this woman's life in danger before they even got to her house because they lied on a warrant knowing that it would bring armed officers to her house. And therefore, anything can happen. And look at what mess occurred that night. It's just so much.
Until freedom.
It's scary, though, because it feels like, imagine, it's going on all over the country. And they are lying. And the president of the United States, who has a Justice Department that's trying to do one job of making law enforcement accountable, he's over here. It's tone deaf. It's tone deaf for President Biden to be talking about adding 100,000 cops into a system that is criminal in the way in which it approaches public safety for Black people. And you're going to put 100,000 more cops on the street because your position is, well, there's crime, there's violence. So what we're going to do is there's the violent Pookie and we're going to put violent Officer Rob on top of him. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
We need 100,000 peacekeepers. We need $13 billion investment in jobs, food, safety. That's
because,
what we need.
Because we know the numbers show that communities who have resources, you know,
don't have as much crime.
You know, so they have very little crime. Mm-hmm. The poorest communities are the highest crime communities, and we know that. Mm-hmm. So if you invest in the community, you invest in education, you invest in resources, you invest in after school programs, you invest in, you know, the food. Mm-hmm. So kids have good food, mental health. Mm-hmm. If you invest in the community, the individuals who actually can intervene and stop the violence in the communities, we know that that is a way better
approach
to public safety.
There you have it.
So once again, man, shout out to everybody who fought for Breonna Taylor. If you said her name, if you marched, if you tweeted, if you did anything, this is a victory for you, man. So, Breonna, got you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to always be right. Tamika's not going to always be wrong. But we will both fight until freedom.
Peace.
Peace.
Listen to Street Politicians on the Black Effect Network on iHeartRadio.
And catch us every single Wednesday for the video version of Street Politicians on iWomen.tv.
That's how we own it!
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.